Hello, thank you for calling customer service. This is Scott. How may I assist you?
Hi, Scott. How about your
Hello.
name, Scott?
Yes, sir.
My name is Dean. What is daily tone trends? Can you explain that to me?
First I'd need to find your account with us so I can see what we billed you for.
I don't have an account with you. I have a charge with that description, and I'm just trying to run it down, and I don't think it's my charge.
Yes,
But I'm
sir.
just wondering, first of all, daily tone trends, what is it?
So for me to get you that information, I'd have to find your account. You do have an account with us if we had billed you. Can I please get your zip code so I can locate you at that information for you?
I don't have an account with you. It was a charge, and I'm
Yes, sir.
trying to find out some information if it's a true charge or a mistake.
Okay, so if we had charged you, you would have set up an account with us. Can I please get your zip code so I can locate that information for you?
I don't have one.
You don't have a zip code?
Yeah, somebody charged $59.89 to my credit card. That's why I'm calling.
Yes, sir. And in order for me to help you, I'd have to find your account with us. Can I
Oh,
get you to
Christ.
spell your first name, please?
Forget it. I don't have an account with you.
Sir, I'd like to be able to assist you. We take customer service very seriously. If without the information, I'm not going to be able to find what we billed you for. I'd like to be able to
Can you
assist
tell
you.
me what daily tone trends would happen to be?
We service a multitude of companies. That doesn't ring a bell. Some banks change the merchant names. I'm unaware of what that may be. How much were you billed for?
$59.89.
Without your assistance, sir, I'm not going to be able to find that information. Can I please get you to spell your first name?
It would be irrelevant. You're not going to find it.
Okay.
Is the company located in Colorado?
No, sir, we're online, and so we service online agencies.
Online, okay. Online only, I guess, huh? And it's an exercise program, I take it.
It could be, yes, sir.
There's no physical address.
I'm not at liberty to give that information out.
Okay. Is there someone there that could explain the charge on my credit card that I
We
can
all
get straightened out?
have the same policy. Without information, sir, I'm not going to be able to assist you. I need that information so I can find the information that you are looking for.
All right, Dean Parsons. I don't know if you're not gonna find me. It's not there.
Dean, how would you spell that? Is that Dene?
Dean.
How would you spell Parsonsons?
Parsons.
I do have an account for Dean Parson.
And that's why I got a charge.
Yes, sir.
So
Can I get you
something's
to?
wrong here. I'm not quite sure what it is. That's why I'm trying to get straightened out.
Yes, sir. Can I get you to verify your address for security purposes, please?
2264 Slatesville Road in Chatham, Virginia.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for that information. So I see that. Okay, you had entered a contest to win a vacuum. And with that, you would have been enrolled into a electronic, w what is called an electronic meal plan. It's going to enter you into a giveaway monthly, where you can win prizes.
Yeah. See, that charge is not mine. I don't get into games and stuff like that. I'm past the point that being toned is out of the question.
Yes, sir.
Who can I talk to get this straightened out?
So I see that your account has been canceled. Your bank has disputed the charge.
Yeah, but they're giving me a hard time. Then that's not your problem. That's my problem.
Yes, sir. So because the bank has disputed the charge, I am not going to be able to give you a refund. If you're interested in that, you're going to have the bank call us back notifying us that you and them are willing to drop the dispute. And in doing so, only then will I be able to issue a refund.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
You're all right. So I see that your bank has disputed the charge.
Yeah, because I found that out this morning.
Yes, sir. So because they have disputed the charge, I am not going to be able to issue a refund. Now, if you call the bank and authorize them to drop the dispute, and they call us verifying that they have dropped the dispute, only then will I be able to issue a refund.
Call the bank that they can let you know it's in dispute.
No, sir. You need to call the bank. Let the bank know that you are going to authorize them to drop the dispute. Have them call us to verify that the dispute is being dropped. And in doing so, only then will I be able to issue a refund.
My bank is a pain in the butt. It's not my bank. I hate to say that, but it is. I doubt like hell if they'll do that.
You can call your bank and then call us. So we're on a three-way call. Your bank will be there. You'll be there. I'll be able to explain it. And then they should be able to do that, sir.
They should. Yeah, you're right. Okay. And I dial the same phone number then?
Yes, sir.
888 number?
Yes, sir.
Anyone in particular to talk to?
No. And you can reach me or one of my associates. Just call back the same number you called with your bank on the line, and we'll be able to assist you, sir.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Scott.
Scott. That's right. It was. All right, Scott. Thank you. And I'll try to get the bank to do that, but I don't think they will.
Thank you for calling customer service.
This is
I'm sorry for an
exercise program?
No, sir. This is for a giveaway program with our meal plan where you enter sweepstakes to win monthly items.
It's a giveaway program.
Right. You entered a contest to win, let's see here. Looks like you entered to win a vacuum.
Hey, I'm not somebody that would do that. Money is tight. I'm on Social Security. It's just shy of $60 that I'm probably going to lose.
Well, if your bank drops the dispute, we will be able to assist you, sir. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too, Scott. Bye-bye.
Bye.